tough day yesterday. R.I.P. Ozzy Osbourne.
How many bat's heads did you bite off in memory?
Yeah. Is that how you spend your Tuesday night?
Zero.
We had dove for dinner.
Did you?
How was it?
Exquisite.
Good.
It was delicious. Was it moist?
Better than you think, you know.
Okay.
What'd you marinate it in?
I can't say that.
Okay. Ozzy Osbourne, Pat. I realize that we all have like an expiration clock, right? And that's why you got to live every day to the fullest. But if there was one man that I felt could be immortal, it was Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, it was crazy. They just did that Black Sabbath concert. It's what, 2 weeks ago?
And it was the highest grossing charity concert ever. Like, he worked real hard to get himself in shape and able to do that.
Sounded great.
He did. That's the thing. He sounded fantastic. And then, you know, unfortunately, he passes away. So little Ozzy tribute for you this morning. Crazy Train.
We'll probably do a lot of Ozzy today.
All right. Good to know. Hop on the Crazy Train. Brown season is here officially. Training camp opens today. Again, first open practice for you. The fans will be on Friday at 2 p.m. I'll be out there today. We'll hear from the players beginning in the noon hour. Practice is at 4 o'clock. This afternoon, it is going to be a little hot. It's going to be a little extra crispy out there.
Pack your sunscreen, Daryl.
Yes.
I don't want you to deal with repercussions from that.
Yes. I have gotten to the age where I now turn into a lobster. I used to get nice and golden tan in the summertime during training camp, but now I'm at the age where I have to do the sunscreen thing. I have to be vigilant about
it. You should always be wearing sunscreen because skin cancer is no joke. I didn't know there was an age where you stopped getting tan.
Yeah.
Well, golden tan.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that people need to do it, but if you would like to drop an AI rendering of what Daryl might look like golden tan.
I would love
onto
to see
the Ken Garman Show X feed.
I hate you right now.
Maybe if you got time, go ahead and throw one up there.
All right.
I think that's a good idea. Send it our way.
Maybe it'll get retweeted.
Listen, I am not that intriguing. So, you know, I'm just saying. But you know who is intriguing? Apparently, according to Mike Greenberg via ESPN's Get Up, it's one of the Browns' rookie quarterbacks. Here's what Greenberg had to say.
I just looked up the definition of the word intriguing, and it says engaging the interest to a marked degree. Now, Cam Ward is going to be the starting quarterback in Tennessee. He was going to be regardless, and we're going to see how that thing plays out. The most intriguing rookie quarterback to me is definitely Shedeur Sanders, because I am to a marked degree interested to see, is he the player that many, like Mel Kiper, thought he was, or is he actually the guy who fell to the fifth round? And I don't know that we'll know that in this training camp, but we'll start getting that answer. I'm intrigued by that.
And again, that's Mike Greenberg via ESPN's Get Up. Okay, first thing, Danny, did he really need to define what intriguing means for us?
No, he did not need to do that. No, I think everyone knows what intriguing is. And I do think that Shedeur is an intriguing prospect because he's anytime you go from a guy that, as Mike mentioned, Mel Kiper had as one of the top players on the board, regardless of position when the draft arrived, to sliding into the fifth round, I think there are going to be questions about why that happened and who was right and who was wrong. So I do think that there is some significant intrigue as far as that goes. And that is something that just, you know, he was somebody that we all looked at and said, at a certain point, we had the discussion, should the Browns take Shedeur Sanders number two overall? And obviously they felt as if they shouldn't. Absolutely nobody expected him to be available where he was when the Browns picked him in the fifth round. But I do think that just that slide, the story itself, I do find to be very intriguing. Whether or not he's going to work out, I have no idea. But I think that this story, if nothing else, is intriguing.
For me, the only thing that's really intriguing is when are the Browns going to be forced to play Shedeur Sanders? Because this is how it goes with them. When they do these quarterback competitions historically, and again, I go all the way back to the early 2000s when they started bringing in competition for Tim Couch. They have usually had to play everybody in that competition at some point. Like, you have the training camp battle, you pick the winner, and then you're going to see the other guy at some point. I don't want to see all four quarterbacks. I'm on record earlier this week. I have said, Danny, and I don't know how you feel about this. I honestly am not in a rush or a hurry or anxious to see Shedeur Sanders or even Dylan Gabriel.
Well, you're going to see him. You're going to. That's how this goes.
Either of these rookies, I don't have much interest in them seeing the field this year because I feel like if you're doing that, things have gone south, which obviously that'd be bad for Browns fan, right? Not another season going south. And then also, too, it means you're just searching. You're just throwing stuff against the wall, hoping you stick. Now, I would argue that that's what the Shedeur pick was to begin with in the fifth round. It was just, hey, why not? Let's just throw something against the wall here. Let's take this kid. Maybe we get something to stick.
I would argue that's any fifth round pick, any sixth round pick, any seventh round pick. The hit rate on those guys is not very high. Shedeur Sanders or not. I think that that's any of those picks in that area of the NFL draft.
Now, he's a polarizing guy. But in this case, I feel like Shador's a polarizing guy in a positive way. Like, aside from the whole speeding ticket thing, and I certainly don't want to downplay that, but I'm certainly not going to make a mountain out of a molehill there either. He has done an incredible job since coming to Cleveland, going to high schools, doing things in the community, the apartment complex explosion, him, helping with the fundraiser for that. The KFC window thing was absolutely hilarious. So he has shown that he's got a good heart. He has shown he's got a great personality. He has shown why he is so beloved on social media. But now the time has come for him to show why he should be beloved on the football field.
Well, I don't think anyone ever doubted that he was not a good person, right? Like, I've not heard any bad things about Shedeur Sanders, the guy. I've not heard anyone say that he's a bad guy or not a good person or any of those things.
Most of it's residue because of who his dad is.
Well, yes, and because of the way that that program at Colorado operated. And I do understand that, but I don't think that that's necessarily Shador's fault. And listen, we live in a different day and age now, especially with the way that collegiate programs are operated than 5-10 years ago. And I think that as a football society, we are still adjusting to that, and that's going to take some time, and that's okay. The questions about Shedeur are all about whether or not he can play at an NFL caliber level. That is the thing that there are questions about. It's not who he is as a guy. I think we all know, and I think everyone should be okay with that, because he does seem to be a guy that has the right intentions, and that's certainly a plus for him, but none of it matters if he can't play well enough, and we don't know whether or not he can.
Should I be expecting more of these rookies, both not just Shedeur?
No, because they're a third and fifth round pick. If who did the Browns draft in the fifth round 2 years ago? How many fifth round picks do you expect to come in and make an impact this year, unless they're a kicker? I'm serious.
You don't draft kickers, by the way. There are things you do not do in the draft.
But when you draft a kicker in the fifth round, you expect, okay, that guy's going to be my starting kicker. There are high expectations for that guy.
Yeah.
If you draft an offensive tackle in the fifth round, like DeJuan Jones was a fourth round pick. Did anyone expect him coming into training camp to say, left tackle of the future right there? No, that's an absurd expectation for a fourth round pick.
But when he was forced on the field and he played well as
sure,
a rookie,
but that was seeing
my expectation
real,
flipped.
That was okay, but you actually saw proof of concept
right
before.
That's fair.
We're going into training camp. You can't expect a fifth round pick or a third round pick even, especially at the quarterback position, to be the guy. That's unfair to those guys. Third round quarterbacks are more often than not, like, the best case scenario was a backup quarterback for a long time. If Dylan Gabriel is a backup quarterback in the NFL, whether it's with the Browns or with somebody else for 10 years, that is, for him, given where he was drafted, an incredibly successful career. If Shedeur Sanders gets a second contract in the NFL, that is an upset for a fifth round quarterback draft. That those things, we have to adjust our expectations with where these guys are drafted. It's not fair to put franchise type expectations on a third round pick, on a fifth round pick. If you play wide receiver and you're drafted in the fifth round, how many wide receivers have the Browns drafted in the fifth round that have not been good?
Pretty much all of them.
Exactly. Whoever, when you get drafted in the fifth round, like the hit rate is around, I would want to say, probably somewhere between 10 and 20%
I'm gonna for go guys a step being further. Good. The receivers the Browns draft in the third round usually end also up not being bad. Very good.
Yes. Andrew Berry, I think the thing he does worst is draft wide receivers.
Yes. He's very good at trading for them.
Awful at drafting them.
Not so great at picking them in the NFL draft. What are your expectations for Shedeur Sanders? Pessimistic is the wrong word. Am I being too realistic by sitting here saying, yeah, don't need to see Shedeur this year. He's a fifth round pick.
I think
don't need to put that on his plate this year. Let him grow. Let him evolve. Let him develop. And then let's maybe next year think about, okay, what do you need to do to get this kid ready to go get on the field?
I think your expectations of the Browns are wrong if that's what you think is going to happen, because that might be the right thing to do, but that does not happen in Cleveland, Daryl. We will at some point this year see Shedeur Sanders on the football field. Is that fair to him? Probably not. Probably the best thing for Shedeur Sanders is to learn how to be an NFL quarterback for the next 12 months. And then 12 months from now, we talk about maybe, and the same thing goes for Dylan Gabriel. The same exact conversation goes for Dylan Gabriel. Maybe 12 months from now, we're talking about that guy potentially playing. However, we are in Cleveland, Ohio, and that does not happen here.
I feel seen, and I feel like Danny Cunningham just called me out.